Blog Talk Radio.
Doesn't matter what comes my way, he is a dependable God. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus Christ. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Richmond Heights, Ohio. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. How many of you know that we serve a dependable, a reliable God? We can count on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We can stand on Jesus Christ. For God I live and for God I die. We can stand on the rock that is higher than I, and that is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I pray and hope that you had a blessed Thanksgiving holiday and the Lord has really blessed Jabez Radio Ministry and God will continue to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can think or ask according to the power that worketh in us. So all we have to do is continue to delight ourselves in Christ Jesus. He says, delight yourself in me. And he says, I will give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. That's easy to do, to just delight ourselves in Jesus Christ. That's a simple task. That's an easy task. All we have to do is just delight ourselves in Jesus. Hallelujah. He will give us the desires of our heart. What a mighty, mighty good God we serve. I thank and praise God for another day journey, for being kept under the blood of the Lamb, for being in my right mind and having the activity and use of my limbs. Hallelujah. I don't take it lightly, for God did not have to wake me up this morning, and he didn't have to wake you up either, because guess what? I can rely and depend on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I can lean, hallelujah, on his everlasting arms. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. I am so glad about my soul's salvation. But Jesus Christ saved a wretch like me. I was sinking deep in sin and far from the peaceful shore. But the master of the sea, he heard my cry, and from the waters, hallelujah, Jesus Christ lifted me. Glory be to God. Has he lifted you on today? Glory be to God. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Hey, we have an advocate with the Father. Glory be to God. Jesus is Lord Christ. Jesus is omnipotent. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. And he is God, and he is God all by himself. Thank you, Holy Ghost, and thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our scripture is coming out of 2 Corinthians in the 7th chapter. 2 Corinthians and the 7th chapter. And I thank and praise God for my mom, Ernestine Head, who has tuned in on Jabez Radio 1, and my Aunt Jean Phillips in Cleveland, Ohio, Glory be to God. Praise the Lord for them and being on the broadcast to hear a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, he wants us to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. He speaks through who? People. And God has a word for us on today. 2 Corinthians 7, chapter and the first verse. And it reads, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come right now just honoring your name. We just lift your name, Jesus, on high. Father, we come right now boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. We ask that you will cleanse us, Father God, from secret faults and presumptuous sins. We ask that you will purge us with hyssop that we might be white as snow. Cleanse us from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit that we may perfect holiness in the fear of God, in of you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us a blood bath, a blood wash bath. Hallelujah. By your blood we can be clean and made whole in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Spiritual cleansing. It's what we're talking about today. Spiritual cleansing. God is calling for us to cleanse our spirits and our flesh. Amen. He tells us in 2 Corinthians, cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, because there is spiritual wickedness in high places. And so that's what we are up against in this world. And so we must cleanse ourselves, because it's so easy to be in this world and we can be partakers of the world and partakers of sin. But we are not of the world. So therefore, we are partakers of Jesus Christ, and we are partakers of his bread, his body, and his blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we might have the remission of our sins and that we are forgiven and we can go and walk in this world, in this life, in the beauty of holiness and walk on this highway that's called the highway of holiness. Because Jesus said, without holiness, it's impossible. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. But he says, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. So be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So we cannot lie to ourselves, and we certainly cannot lie to the Holy Ghost, because God knows who is living for him. And Jesus is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we have to put on perfect holiness. We have to put on the new man. Amen. We have to put on that helmet of salvation, that breastplate of righteousness. We have to have our loins girt about with truth, and we have to have that shield of faith, and we have to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And most importantly, we need to make sure that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. The beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord. So God tells us in his word, if we want to be wise, then we must fear him. We must fear God. Not be afraid of him, but fear that if we're not obedient, what is going to be the consequence? He said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. But he also said that sin, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin unto him. Amen? And that if we walk in the spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So what is God telling us today? We have to cleanse our flesh and our spirit. Spirit. And we have to put on the new man that we may walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So what are you saying, Maria? We're not talking about just talking about the fornication or smoking or drinking over in excessive. And we're not talking about all of those things that are filthiness of the flesh and that foul our temple, but we are talking about spiritual wickedness in high places. Come on, somebody. I know you know what spiritual wickedness is. You can't see. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But guess what? There's spiritual wickedness in high places. They're working against you, and they try to control your spirit through the demonic spirit as opposed to the Holy Spirit. Amen? So we have to be mindful of the spiritual wickedness that's in high places. So what are we talking about? We're talking about witches, warlocks, these people that cast spells on people, and they're into voodoo and all these different type of chanting and things that are not of God. It's real. And that's spiritual wickedness in high places. And they'll seduce you, and they will seduce your spirit. They'll have your children acting ignorant, acting out of character, because that seducing spirit. Spiritual wickedness in high places. So what we have to do is cleanse our spirit. We have to ask God to cleanse us from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, and even our sons and daughters, that we may perfect holiness. Yes, holiness in the fear of God. Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. So God is not a man that he should lie. So if we're not living holy, he said, no man shall see the Lord. Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. This is Bible. This is scripture. So in this life, there are a lot of things that are, you have pleasantries, if you will, that are enticing and that you may desire or want to embrace. And it could even be just having a filthiness in your spirit where of hatred and covetousness, wanting something that someone else has, or just envying and strife. That's spiritual wickedness in high places, and operating in those high places to cast their spells on you. So Jesus wants us to be cleansed. He wants us to cleanse ourselves today. Cleanse our soul. Cleanse our soul, which is our will, our mind, and our emotions. Because the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think filthy, then you are filthy. If you think fleshly or carnally, then you are carnal. So the Jesus Christ is, as a man thinketh, so is he. So Lord, cleanse our soul. What is our soul again? Our soul is our will, our mind, and our emotions. Cleanse us. Cleanse our souls, oh God. Cleanse each and every listener's soul on today, Father God. Cleanse our souls, that we may think on those things that are lovely, that are pure, that are just, and that are of a good report. Let us think on those things. Cleanse us from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, O God. And let us perfect holiness in the fear of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. As a man thinketh, so is he. Spiritual cleansing. We need to be blood washed, hallelujah, born of the water and born of the spirit, hallelujah, amen. We've got to repent, amen, because Jesus tells us we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jesus tells us to examine yourself daily. We got to examine ourselves every day, because every day is a new day. Amen? And we got to examine ourselves every day. Say, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew in me, O God, a right spirit, that I may not sin against you, O God. Purge me with hyssop, that I might be white as snow. Let my mind, Father, think on things that are lovely, that are just, and that are pure and of a good report. Help me, Father God, to stay focused on you and your in eternity in glory, in the name of Jesus Christ. So cleansing our souls, we need to cleanse our bodies. Sometimes we need to fast and put the plate down, and then we're going to be tested. Somebody that haven't taken you to lunch, they're going to want to offer to take you to dinner because you are trying to establish a relationship or get something from God when you're fasting and you're praying. You're going to be tempted. That spiritual wickedness, it's going to, in high places, is going to be in full effect and operation. Come and offer you to buy you a cake or bring you a cake, because God wants to, he knows that if we put this plate down, we put our plate down and push the plate back, we're denying our flesh. And that's what we need to do, deny our flesh. And we need to pray, not just deny, but pray, he says, without ceasing. Pray, he says, fast and pray. He said, he told his disciples they could not cast the devil out. They couldn't cast their demonic spirit out. He said, because this kind only cometh out but by prayer and fast. So if we want to have that same power, Jesus told us we would do greater works than we would do exploits. But the only way we can do that is to have power, and we have to fast and we have to pray. The two go hand in hand. I always heard coming up at True Holiness Temple, you got to pray if you want to stay. You got to fast if you're going to last. The two go hand in hand. We must pray and we must fast. We must cleanse our spirit. And we must cleanse our flesh. And it'll do us good to cleanse our flesh. Amen? We have some things in us that we need to get out. Amen? Some things need to go into the drawer. And some things we just have to let go in the name of Jesus Christ. And let God have his way. You know, it's one thing to have your way, and it's another to let God, let go and let God have his way. Because if we are obedient and if we are seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, we don't have to worry about anything, because he's got everything in his hand. And if we ask God and we desire the sincere milk of God, then we want to be in his will, his perfect will, not his permissive will. Because if we ask God for something and it's really not God's will, and we know it, but we just want it, then we're transgressing, and then we're not obeying God. And then we end up with our back up against the wall and say, get me out, Jesus, when we just should have said, Lord, let your will be done. Amen. Lord, let your will be done in our life. Not my will, but let your will. Because Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves. He said who he foreknew, he predestined. Who he predestined, he called. Who he called, he justified. And who he justified, he said he glorified. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So God knows us. He knows the beginning from the end. He said, fret not thyself of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut off, and they shall fade away and wither like the grass. So in this life, you're going to see things. You're going to have an opportunity to join and be a partaker of it. But you have to make a choice and choose who you're going to serve. Is you going to choose life or death? blessing or cursing. Because Jesus tells us the wages of sin is death. He gives us an opportunity every day when he wakes us up to get it right, to examine ourselves. Amen? He said, be not only hearers of the word, but be doers. So we have to put some works with our faith. Amen? That's right. Get up and get out and do something. As my book says, that scripture, faith I have in that book, in my book, get up, get out, and do something. The scripture that that book is based on is faith without works is dead. We got to put some works with our prayers. We just can't pray. We got to put some fasting with the prayer, some works. We have to work while it's day, because night is coming when no man can work. And that means spiritually, when Jesus, that trumpet sound, hey, that's it. You know, we can't change what's already done. We have an opportunity to get it right. He said, you choose this day who you're going to serve, blessing or cursing. Do you want to be blessed or do you want to be cursed? We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is sitting right now at the right hand of God. He's already paid the price for us. It's finished. His work is already done. Tells us in James 4:8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double mind. Psalm 119:9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. So the word is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word, Jesus says he will sanctify us through thy word, and thy word is true. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's in the word. Amen. When you go to church, I hear people say, he's in the book, she in the book, when they're preaching. It's in the word. The principles of life, it's in the word. It's in his holy word. 2 Corinthians 7, it tells us what our scripture, focus scripture is. Having therefore these promises, because God has promises for us if we obey him. He said if we be willing and obedient, we'd eat the what? Good of the land. That's why he says in 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. That's 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Blood. There's power in the blood. The women, older mothers of the church, I remember young coming up, and they would always say, baby, plead the blood of Jesus. It'll never, ever lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, the blood. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus that washes our sins away. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. So 1 John says it all in 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So that's why we say today, Father God, give us a blood wash bath. Blood wash us, Father God. Cleanse us with the blood of Jesus Christ. Cleanse us, creating us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit, oh God, that we may not sin against you. Hebrews 9 and 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. See, Jesus is not just God. He's the living God. Hallelujah. And the word is, guess what? This word is the living word. Hallelujah. When you read the word, because the Bible says in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. Amen. And the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh. And guess what? This word is your truth. And this word sanctifies you. This word cleanses you. Amen. And this is, he says, purge your conscience with from dead works to serve the living God. And this word that we are reading in the Holy Bible, this word, when we read it, it's a word that we meditate on day and night. And then it becomes a rhema word, where it's a right now word for you. When you hear a word from God and you say, oh man, that just, when it resonates your spirit and you know that's for you, that's a rhema word. Rhema word. But now it becomes, when you live it, when that word, that scripture becomes the living word, when you live that word, hallelujah, and you choose to purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Amen. That living, yes, hallelujah, glory to God. The word, hallelujah, it becomes now the living word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Titus 2 and 14 reads, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. 15 and 3, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Daniel 12 and 10, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And finally, Hebrews 1 and 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged, glory be to God, our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Good God Almighty, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He purged our sins, and then guess what? He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus is sitting high right now, and he's looking low. Glory be to God. Earth is his footstool. Glory be to God. Heaven is his throne. Heaven is his throne, and the earth is his footstool. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So all we have to do is depend on God, and we know we can rely on him. If we seek his face, if we call on him, if we are seer, if we desire the sincere milk of God, and we repent of our sins, then once we are healed, once we are healed, we can heal the sick. We can cleanse the lepers. We can raise the dead, and we can cast out devils. Jesus said in Matthew 10 and 8, freely ye have received, freely give. Hallelujah. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What we have to do now, 1 John 1 and 9 tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father God, we thank you for this word. We thank you for your truth. We thank you for the spirit of truth. And Father, we thank you for cleansing us from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. And we thank you for us perfecting holiness in the fear of you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to walk in the faith and walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Amen. God is an awesome God. He's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I have an aunt. She always says she wouldn't serve a God if his name wasn't Jesus Christ. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. To God be the glory. Thank and praise God for us. He is and he was and he is to come, the soon and coming King. He's a dependable and a reliable God. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Doesn't matter.